Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and we're back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and we have a return guest, Dr. Charles Henneken, a great squash player, one of my idols. He's the first Sir Richard Dow Professor and Senior Academic Advisor to the Dean at the Charles E. Smith Schmidt College of Medicine at Florida Atlantic University. And we're going to talk about a study that he did. I should tell you that Dr. Henneken, in case you didn't listen to podcast 814, has one of the papers that the New England Journal of Medicine noted was the groundbreaking article published in 1997 on inflammation, on heart disease and aspirin, and was the most influential paper in the New England Journal, maybe all papers, from 1997 till this year. In the last 20 years, his work has been the most influential. I think the work he did, and that's on aspirin. We talked to him. You'll have to go back and download podcast 814, hear the interview at the end where we talked about aspirin and heart disease, who should use it and when you should use it. We'll review that sometime in the future. But right now I want to get to his work on toothpaste saving your life. So, Dr. Henneken, thanks for coming on. Thanks for returning. And tell me about this, if you will, Plaque HD toothpaste and what this study was about and how toothpaste can save my life.
Before I tell you about Plaque HD, I must tell your audience that you've been one of my heroes, first as a cardiologist, first in terms of the impact you've had on the public about facts and myths about various things, but also as a highly nationally ranked squash player. At the same time, I was in my prime. We both have agreed that it's much better to be over the hill than under the hill. But on that note, I'll move right into the Plaque HD is a plaque-identifying toothpaste that has Targatol technology, which the constituents include agents that really soften the plaque and make it easier to remove. So for a given brushing technique, there's much. We also demonstrated in our small randomized trial that this particular toothpaste compared to a over-the-counter, general over-the-counter toothpaste with the usual constituents, reduces plaque more efficiently, significantly so, but also reduces inflammation as measured by C-reactive protein, and which hoping.
Before we go further, let's say this was a gold standard study. That is, it was a randomized, double-blinded, controlled study. It was small, but it was randomized, double-blind control, and it showed something that I think is really remarkable. So tell me what it said.
Well, we set out to look at whether in a randomized trial, brushing with this toothpaste would reduce dental plaque more significantly than brushing the same protocol with usual toothpaste, and it did. And then we also set out to see if brushing with this toothpaste would reduce inflammation as measured by C-reactive protein. You referred to our 1997 paper. Paul Ridker and I are listed as co-inventors on patents for inflammatory markers for cardiovascular disease. In that paper in 1997, I think the New England Journal just said that it was the most influential paper from 1996 to 2016 based on the number of citations, because what it did was it gave us a new look at the importance of inflammation and the pathogenesis, not just of occlusive cardiovascular events, but now, as a result of that, looking in other fields, possibly playing a major role in some of the most debilitating diseases of this aging population, including cognitive loss, which occurs with aging, as well as Parkinson's and other, and also, of course, other diseases thought to have an inflammatory component to them.
Now, plaque, we all have, essentially every one of us has plaque. Is that not true? In other words, when I I floss routinely ever since I saw the epidemiologic data that in fact periodontal disease is associated with heart disease, stroke, even memory loss and some other things. And I don't ever get rid of my plaque except after the dental hygienist works on me every 6 months.
Exactly. And I was just there this afternoon. And what I can tell you is they say case reports and a sample size of one are only useful to raise questions, not to test them. So I sort of went online and got hold of some of this toothpaste and never told anybody that I was now brushing with it. And the hygienist is claiming that the amount of dental plaque for a given duration between appointments is significantly improved in her mind over what it was before. So now that the study's over, I've unblinded her and let her know that that was the change. It wasn't flossing or interdental brushes or other things, but it was the use of this toothpaste. So this is exciting potential, and we've got to test it. The best thing to do is to test this. We're going to try to get an investigator-initiated NIH-funded trial to look at thousands and thousands of patients in the Wisconsin Network for Research, which Professors McBride and Demetz are directors of out of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're hoping that we'll, in the next few years, be able to find whether these intriguing and novel findings, not only on dental plaque, but on reducing inflammation as well, translate into lowering the risk of heart attacks or stroke.
Now, so this toothpaste, Plaque HD, is available. Is that what you're saying?
I know that it's available online because that's how I got it.
And
I think it's available in dental offices as well. I don't think it's available, at least yet, out in the drugstore.
And one of the interesting things, so you've been involved with inflammation for at least 20 years, obviously, but one of the interesting things is this Plaque HD, in addition to identifying plaque, may actually loosen it in some way. Is that
possible?
What I understand?
Yeah. That's possible. It's certainly a plausible hypothesis.
And so we're going to find out. My guess is it's going to take, I guess you're going to say it's going to take
3 to 5
how many years. It'll probably take
3 to 5. Let's hope you and I are still
to find out whether we all should be doing this as a routine. And in the meantime, what you can do is you can use it or go online and get it. And at least you should floss and see your dental hygienist every 6 months.
Absolutely. I think that's great advice to the general public.
Now I want to go back and ask you one more question. I'm hoping you've never had a heart attack or stroke, but do you take aspirin?
Well, my doctor decided that at age 74, my risks of occlusion far outweigh my risk of bleeding, although I do want to say to your audience that the problem about getting older is not only do our risks of occlusion go up, but the risks of bleeding go up too. But I think there's another issue that I think is crucial in my history. That was when I was a teenager, my father dropped dead from a heart attack. In fact, every man in my family died from complications of cigarette smoking. I'm fortunately a lifelong non-smoker, and I've lived 9 years longer than anyone else in my family. But I want to go back to your work here and say the most important thing for the general public is to practice these therapeutic lifestyle changes that I think will have a major impact, and use these adjunctive therapies, whether they be drugs or the toothpaste, as adjuncts, not alternatives to therapeutic lifestyle changes, for which we have an abundance of evidence of benefit and also no hazards. Unfortunately, sometimes people in the U.S. prefer the prescription of pills to the proscription of harmful lifestyle, that in the last decade, most of the gains in mortality and our life expectancy are due to cardiovascular disease, but most of them are due to early diagnosis and aggressive treatment of things rather than the therapeutic lifestyle changes. Because other than cigarette smoking, I think many of, and now with the advent of the statins as a drug therapy, but without the drug therapies, I think most of the risk factors were going in the wrong direction.
And I think that's right. In other words, when you look at what can we do to change healthcare costs in America, I think the greatest thing we can do is to get people to eat healthier, to exercise,
exactly.
Do physical activity, even walking more,
absolutely.
Avoid tobacco, and manage stress. And all of these are pretty substantial compared to, for example,
yep.
taking any drug.
Absolutely. I can't emphasize the importance of that enough and say also that, as far as I'm concerned, metabolic syndrome, this constellation of obesity associated with high blood pressure, lipid disorders, insulin resistance leading to diabetes, 40% of the U.S. population over age 40 is affected. Their risks of a first event are 18 to 20%, which is about double that of the threshold of taking an aspirin. And many of them are not treated at all, but the therapeutic lifestyle changes in conjunction with statins, aspirin, ACE inhibitors, angiotensin receptor blockers, beta blockers, all in concert with the therapeutic lifestyle changes, could make remarkable reductions in mortality.
You've been listening to Dr. Charles Hennequin, who is a great, great physician, who done the science on and published the most influential study in health in the last 20 years with his work on aspirin and inflammation. So, Dr. Hennequin, thank you very much, and all of you are listening to Podcast 816, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that helps you learn how to take control of your health and of your family's health so everyone can live at a higher level. Thanks very much for listening. Dr. Hennequin, thanks very much for appearing with us both in 814 and 816. We'll be right back next week, 7 a.m. Tuesday Eastern Time, with a new podcast. And I hope they're all this good and have this great information. Thanks again.